The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming at you in about 5 minutes. Always hearing about, you know, say Facebook, we're a billion users of this, and we got, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions and stuff. You always hear about it, right? Well, now I guess it's Google's turn. And it all has to do with Gmail. Yes, Google is now gloating that Gmail has a total of 1.5 billion users. Now, I'm sure they're not counting all those people out there that have multiple email addresses. You know, raise your hand. Yeah, mine's up too. But all in all, say you got on the average of 3 extra emails besides your own, that's still quite a bit of users. It also means, at least according to Google, the user base has actually jumped by 50% just in the last 3 years. How do we know that? Well, that's the last time Google updated its usage numbers. Of course, with this many users, we always go back to what we always talk about, privacy. Yeah, I'm sure we probably don't have any. Xbox gamers, yeah, you might be a little bit happier today, well, at least some of you. Remember hearing about that Xbox One mouse and keyboard support? Well, guess what? 1 out of 2 ain't bad. Yes, it seems that the mouse part, yeah, it's now a go. Seems the members of the Alpha Skip Ahead and Beta programs can now try mouse support through Quest in their Xbox Insider Hub. Unfortunately, though, you're going to be limited to just Warframe. Yep, that's it. That's all you can do. But at least you'll be able to get a feel of what it's like to have a mouse on an Xbox. Now, Microsoft, on top of this, is saying they're going to be providing game-by-game compatibility. Yeah, not going to get universal support. They're saying to do this to make games a bit, shall we say, more fair, and not giving any advantages, specifically in the competitive multiplayer scenarios. And finally, you know, there are some times, you know, we all get into those scenarios where, oh, I forgot to pay a bill, or we might just get a little bit behind on bills. It happens. It's part of life. But you probably wouldn't expect this from, say, the richest company in the world, that being Apple, right? Well, they are. In fact, they're $7 billion behind in payments. To whom, you ask? Well, Qualcomm, of course. Yes, you heard me correctly. Apple owes over $7 billion in royalties to Qualcomm. So why the heck haven't they been paying these guys? Gosh knows they got enough money in the bank. Well, it's because of that ongoing dispute with the mobile chip maker. You know, over unfair licensing practices. And supposedly this is all headed to court coming this Friday. Now, Qualcomm, of course, is out there speaking out loud saying they're trying to destroy our business. Even going on to say the house is on fire and there's $7 billion of property damage. Yeah, a lot of drama coming there from Qualcomm. Apple, on the other hand, saying that the mobile chip maker is forcing them to pay the use of its chips in its iPhones and then again through payment royalties. So like a double whammy. Of course, we're going to have to see how this goes down in court. And just like with a lot of lawsuits, at the end of the day, you know the lawyers are going to be happy. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find our podcasts, our blog, reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. You can also get subscribed to our podcast, too, on iTunes. And if you would be kind enough, if you haven't already, leave us a little review over there at iTunes, specifically here for the news show. Your reviews go a real long way for us, and it helps us push the show out to even more people because they can find it easier on iTunes. And once again, if you have left a review, thank you so much. Also, find us on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and of course our BTN community at our Slack room. You can find it and join in right now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.